Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 30, The Transcendental Pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Part 4. When this transcendental love between Radharani and Krishna was thus described by Ramananda Roy, Lord Chaitanya admitted, "I came to you in order to understand the transcendental loving affairs between Krishna and Radha, and now I am very satisfied that you have described them so nicely. And so I can understand from your version that this is the highest loving state between Krishna and Radharani." Yet, Lord Chaitanya still requested Ramananda Roy to explain something more. What are the transcendental features of Krishna and Radharani? And what are the transcendental features of the reciprocation of their feelings? And what is the love between Radha and Krishna? If you kindly describe all this to me, then I will be very much obliged. But for you, no one can describe such things. Oh my Lord, I do not know anything. I am simply saying what you are causing me to say. I know that you are Krishna himself, and yet you are relishing hearing about Krishna from me. And therefore, please excuse me for my faulty expression, for I am just trying to express whatever you are causing me to express. My dear Ramananda, I am a Mayavadi sannyasi, so I have no knowledge of the transcendental features of devotional service. But by the greatness of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my mind has now become clear, and I am simply trying to understand the nature of devotional service to Lord Krishna. The Bhattacharya recommended that I see you in order to understand Krishna. Indeed, Sarvabhauma said that Ramananda Roy is the only person who knows something about love of Krishna. Therefore, I have come to you upon the recommendation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Please then, do not hesitate to relate to me all the confidential affairs between Radharani and Krishna." In this way, Lord Chaitanya actually took the subordinate position before Ramananda Roy. And this has very great significance, for if one is serious about understanding the transcendental nature of Krishna, then he or she should approach a person who is actually enriched with Krishna consciousness. And one should not be proud of his or her material birth, material opulence, material education, material beauty, and with these things try to conquer the mind of an advanced student of Krishna consciousness. One who thus goes to a Krishna conscious person, thinking he or she would be favorably induced, is deluded about this science. Therefore, one should approach a Krishna-conscious person with all humility and put relevant questions to a Krishna-conscious person. But if one goes to challenge a Krishna-conscious person, then such a highly elevated Krishna-conscious person would not be available for any service. The challenging, puffed-up person cannot gain anything from a Krishna-conscious man or woman. Thus, one simply remains in material consciousness. Although Lord Chaitanya was born in a high Brahmana family and was situated in the highest perfectional stage of sannyasa, Lord Chaitanya nonetheless showed by his behavior that even an elevated person would not hesitate to take lessons from Ramananda Roy, although Ramananda appeared as a householder situated in a social status beneath that of a Brahmana. Thus, Lord Chaitanya clearly showed that a sincere student never cares whether his or her spiritual master is born in a high Brahmana family or Kshatriya family, or whether one is a sannyasi, brahmachari, or whatever. Whoever can teach one about the science of Krishna is to be accepted as guru. Thus ends teachings of Lord Chaitanya Chapter 30, The Transcendental Pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Part 4. Recorded September 25, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.